You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. I'm going to start off here with They Might Be Giants, and I Am a Grocery Bag. Immediately after that, Kate Micucci will be calling in to chat about her album that's kind of new and kind of old. Came out a year ago, getting a promotional push now. We'll talk about why. You should stick around.
Juices, muffins, pasta and cheese, milk and biscuits and cocktail sauce. I am a grocery bag, salsa and pickles and organic grain. Fresh coffee and bagels, pudding and soap, baby formula and ham. I am a grocery bag.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined via Zoom by Kate Micucci. How are you today, Kate?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It is so great to have you. First heard from you like almost a year ago, and maybe we'll talk about that in a second. But longtime actor on lots of TV shows, Malcolm in the Middle, Scrubs, bunch of other things. I noted in Wikipedia that you're described as being a slightly sedated waitress on Weeds, which I thought was a very funny description.
That is a good, and that's actually totally right.
And then I think you were also, and this is a very niche reference for me, but you were also on the Kickstarter telethon for Mystery Science Theater 3000, I believe.
Oh, wow. I will take your word for it. That sounds like I was. Yes.
That sounds like the sort of thing you would do anyway.
Totally, 100%.
And then music has been a through line, too. You've been in the Definitely Not for Kids act, Garfunkel and Oates, for a bunch of years. And now you have this lovely and goofy and weird new children's album, My Hat, available digitally everywhere. It's not actually brand new, right? It came out late last year, and then you're sort of relaunching it now. Do you want to just tell us kind of why?
Yeah. Well, so basically I had been gearing up to do more shows with the album and get the album out there more, but then, I had some health news that I was dealing with right around that time. And then on the day that the album came out, I got some bummer health news. I don't know how detailed I can go into, but
however you want to do.
I was told I had lung cancer. And so that kind of just derailed my, getting the album out there. And then, you know, the recovery for that was, longer than I kind of anticipated, although at the same time I got very, very lucky. But now here I am, and I'm feeling I'm all healthy again. I'm knocking on wood and feeling so grateful. But I was like, wait, my album, I never got to really get it out into the world the way I wanted to. So here we are nearly a year exactly later, and I'm excited to just, you know, tell more people about it and hope that they find it.
Yeah, I mean, people who listen to the show remember we played some stuff from it a year ago, and I just want to explain
sort of
why. Of course. So this is not your first bit of kid-appropriate music. You did something, I think, for Lego Movie and Addams Family, but this is the first full-length kids record. What was it that made you say, this is the time I want to do a full-length kids album?
Well, I guess the cliche is that I had a kid.
Yes, that is the cliche, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But I will say that about half of the songs on the album, some of these I wrote when I was 22, 23. Like, I think I always just wrote my, like, songs from a very kid-like place, but not intentionally. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to write for kids. It's just sort of what naturally comes out of me. And so all these songs I had been collecting over the years and playing them live in LA and different places, they were just kind of sitting there waiting to be on an actual album. And then I had my son Mikey in 2020 during, you know, right before the pandemic. And a few years later, my husband, who is a record producer, his name's Jake Sinclair, he said, all right, yeah, why don't we make your album? And I was like, because I'd been talking about, okay, I've got to do this. But I didn't want to bother Jake, even though, yeah, he is my husband, but he's busy. And he goes, oh, okay, let's do it. And it ended up being just the most joyful time. We recorded it all live to tape with some of my great friends and really talented musicians. So it was a really fun experience. I think it gives the album a very, like, alive feeling because we were all in one room playing and singing.
Well, and one of the things you said there was that your songs for a long time had come from that kid's perspective. Before we came on the air, we were talking about the song Grocery Store, which reflects all the array of things you can get at a grocery store and sort of what the experience of going through it is. And it seems to me that that really captures the perspective, more than a lot of kids' music does, of being a kid. Is that sort of part of the mission statement you had when you came to this album?
You know, I don't know. I don't think it was intentional. It's sort of just,
or is that just how
my
your brain works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I always wonder why is the fruit not in an aisle? Or, you know, I think it is just kind of my natural state, I think. And I think people often ask, you know, like, even with my art, my visual art, they're like, oh, it's very kid-like, or did a kid draw that? Which I'm like, no, just me. Just a 44-year-old.
the cover of the album, to me, really evokes, I'm a little bit older than you are, but sort of albums that I think of as being from the era of, like, Electric Company or 3-2-1 Contact. I don't know why I'm making television references, but and it even looks like it's made to look like it is beat up, even though I think this is a digital-only album, right? So what was your thinking in the album cover? What were you trying to evoke there?
You know, it was me, my love of Sesame Street music from the 70s and the 80s, and I was looking at a lot of those records from back then, and I'm a big fan of Joe Raposo and those songs that, like, you know, are in our brains for forever. And and so I was looking at those thinking, gosh, they're so fun and colorful, and we really kind of took a lot of inspiration from those earlier albums.
That's awesome. So I want to ask a little bit about your childhood, and it's a question that I ask most people who come on. I want to know a little bit about what you were listening to in general, but really specifically, if there was a moment, a song, an album, an artist, a concert where that happened. I think you said you grew up in New Jersey, so you're in New Jersey, and something happens, and you say, oh, music is going to be part of my life forever. I might do other stuff, it might not be my career, but music's always going to be part of it.
My mom had me playing piano starting at 4 years old, so I was really young to have, like, music be, like, consistently in my life, like, learning how to play. And I remember having this thought as a really little kid going, wow, like, thinking about the amount of notes we have and, like, that we would never run out of songs. Like, and being, I remember driving on the highway in New Jersey with my mom thinking this. So I think I've always been thinking about melody and music, but really what really solidified it was Broadway musicals. For me, I'm just a huge, and it is just my, like, I love Broadway so much. And I, you know, the early albums for me were Into the Woods and Oliver and Music Man. And my mom would go to the library and we'd get the tapes and we'd borrow the tapes from the library. And so we would just listen to that in the car all the time. So I think, Broadway musicals were the things that really got me.
That's so awesome. And you mentioned earlier that you're hoping to go out and play some shows. Are you going to do some, or have you been doing some live shows with this music now too?
Yeah, we do a show, a residency here at the Bob Baker Marionette Theater in Los Angeles. And that's such a fun time because I get to sing the songs from the record and then the puppets come out and they dance to the songs. And, you know, so like for Grocery Store, like a stalk of celery will come out and dance. And it's just like, from my perspective, it's just this crazy magical thing that happens, and we have a dance party at the end, a bucket of beans, and it's a really fun time. So we'll be doing more shows at that theater in the new year, and then we dream about touring a little bit, so we're working on that, but no dates in the books as of yet.
Yeah. People can go to katemicucci.com, MICUCCI.com. Up there, there's an incredibly fun video for Grocery Store. You can see some other shoppers who look maybe a little confused about what's going on in the background. With you dancing and singing, including in a really lovely navy blue snowsuit, replicating one that you got at the grocery store. So I assume information about any shows would be up there on the website. Kate McCutcheon, it's been great to talk to you. What song do you think we should come out of this with? What should we play for folks?
Well, I think speaking of Grocery Store, let's rock Grocery Store. And thank you so much, Bill, for having me today. It's really nice to talk with you.
Indeed. Great to have you.
This is a song about a magical place.
Going to the grocery store and buy a cantaloupe. Going to the grocery store and buy myself a steak. Back to the fruit, pick up another cantaloupe. Find the Betty Crocker, gonna bake a birthday cake. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. You can buy a pair of scissors or a pint of chow mein. You can buy some daisies that are wrapped in in cellophane? Do you need envelopes? Do you need cat toys? Do you need Stan Ramo above all your favorite corduroys? Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. Okay, here's a question for you. Dare I say, food for thought and more. Why is all the fruit not in an aisle? It's always to the left or the right when you walk through the door. This is so consistent at the grocery store. Let's buy cereal, let's buy fudgicles. Also, don't forget you should buy a frozen pizza. How about a giant cookie and a can of whipped cream? A bunch of printer paper and a garden magazine. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. They get creative with the soda Pepsi boxes stacked like bricks. A lady hands out meatballs that are served with tiny toothpicks. You can buy a starter log if you want to start a fire. You can buy deodorant so you can be desired. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. It's funny when a grocery store goes a little bit rogue. For example, let me tell you about when I was 14. A few aisles from the aforementioned fruit, my mom bought me a navy blue snowsuit. Oh yeah, I wore a snowsuit from the grocery store. From the grocery store. So many types of Jell-O, looks like 30 kinds of Jell-O. Can you believe they have one called melon fusion? Let's stick to strawberry or maybe wild cherry. Or how about classic lime? Let's not get so disillusioned. In conclusion, who needs melon fusion when you can go to the grocery store and buy a cantaloupe? Go to the grocery store and buy yourself a steak. Go back to the fruit, pick out another cantaloupe. Find the Betty Crocker, gonna bake a birthday cake. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. Oh yeah, so many things at the grocery store. Oh yeah, I like the grocery store.
Well, I was working part-time in the shopping mart, rounding up all the shopping carts, stocking up the shelves with groceries. One day, I was loading up the freezer with vanilla ice cream when I heard somebody scream, and a distraught lady ran right up to me. She said, "Oh my gosh, did you see that? It looked just like a giant rat. I saw it walking up and down the cereal aisle." I said, "Calm down now and listen to me. A giant rat? Well, it couldn't be. I'll go see. I'll be back in just a little while." Well, when I got to where the cereal was, I got quite a shock because there were cereal boxes scattered all over the floor. Well, whoever made the mess was gone, but I knew right away what was going on. You see, I'd seen this kind of thing one time before. Oh no, never thought I'd see. Oh no, I just can't believe it. Oh no, there's a possum in the grocery store. Well, the next aisle over was cookies and cakes. I came around the corner and, for heaven's sakes, the floor was covered and all the shelves were bare. Now every package was torn wide open, the cakes were mashed and cookies broken. It looked like some kind of storm had blown through there. Oh no, I thought I'd see it. Oh no, I just can't believe it. There's a possum in the grocery store. Well, the fruit and nut aisle was quite a sight. Every apple had just one bite. Peaches, melons, lemons, all rolling free. There was candy corn and caramels, orange peels, peanut shells, kumquats, papayas, mangoes, strawberries. Oh no, I just can't find it. Oh no, I think I'm way behind it. Oh no, there's a possum in the grocery store. Now I caught up to him at the dairy case. He had ice cream all over his face. He was opening a yogurt, the kind that says non-fat. Well, he'd already gotten into the cheese, the margarine, and the frozen peas. How could one little possum still be hungry after all of that? I said to myself, this has to stop.
And so I ran to fetch a mop. When I got back, he was curled up in a heap. Now he lay atop that great big pile, his mouth curled up in a little smile. I tried to nudge him awake, but he just stayed fast asleep. Oh no, I just can't take it. Oh no, I just don't get it. Oh no, who let that possum in the door? Oh no, wish I hadn't seen it. This place is a mess and I gotta clean it. Oh no, there's a possum in the grocery store.
Hey, do you have any balloons for sale in this store?
Yeah, balloons, they're on the different aisle. Wait a minute. You're not only in the wrong aisle, you're in the wrong song, pal.
No, but I need some balloons. I just came for balloons.
This song isn't about balloons.
I know, but I need some balloons. No,
look, why don't you just take the possum instead?
I don't want the possum. I want balloons.
Just put him in a shopping cart and wheel him out.
Why do I have to do that? I just came here for balloons.
No balloons.
What kind of grocery store is this?
We're at the store. What do you want? Fill up the cart with whatever you want. The store just closed. The camera's off. Pick out clothes. Take your time. Reach for the shelf. Grab what you want. It weighs nothing, you're on a cloud. Whatever you want, baby.
We're at the store. What do you want? Fill up the cart. Whatever you want. Store just closed, the camera's off. Pick out clothes, take your time. Reach for the shelf. Grab what you want.
Of the Austin Music Experience, that is The Telephone Company with Shopping Spree. John Sheldon did Possum in the Grocery Store, and Kate Micucci did the song Grocery Store right after our chat with her. She was a delight. The album is so much fun. I encourage you to go check it out on your streaming service of choice. Music here, continuing the theme, you'll pick it up from the Pet Shop Boys.
Hi. I've seen coal black cats, witches' hats, broomstick riders, mice and rats.
That is David and Jad Fair, full-sized candy bars. We are, what, less than 2 weeks away from Halloween, and the dream is alive, of full-sized candy bars, or full-sized potatoes, either one, a delight to find in your basket. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and friends, we're at the point of the show when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you for a if you have a question, you're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. Perhaps in a haunted voice, you're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" However, whatever your haunted voice sounds like, though, it doesn't have to sound like mine, kind of a vaguely Eastern European thing. Whatever your ghost voice is, yell out, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice. They might be giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes.
So I realized this year that I have not as much Halloween music as I do winter holiday music, but it's a lot. So we're doing some extra Halloween music, even though we've still got, like, what, 10 or 11 more days. So right here, it's Baze and His Silly Friends, Scare Me, Scare You, on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
I'm a ghost, a goblin, and I am a ghoul. But when it comes to scaring folks, I haven't got a clue. I don't have a right to be such a fright. Cause every time I say boo,
you don't scare me.
Scare you!
Oh, you guys aren't scaring me yet.
I try to rattle chains and float in the air. I practice my long chainy, but it still isn't fair. I do my best, but nothing will do. Cause every time I say boo,
you can't scare me.
Scare you!
I'm still not scared, guys. Are you sure you're ghosts?
Try to do the boo-boo-boo game. Just don't come out right. All my friends do the boo-boo-boo game. I guess that's why I'm alone at night. Well, my ma and my pa are really scary folks. But I do better when I'm telling silly jokes. You don't know what I've been through. Cause every time I say boo,
still trying to scare me.
Scare you!
That was scary! Wow, you guys did a great job!
Try to do the boo-boo-boogie. And this time it really came out right. All my friends to the boo-boo-boogie. Thanks for helping us make such a fright.
Yeah.